The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank God it's Friday, July 5th. Dumps, I got to think either day drinking or well on his way to somewhere to, you know, do some afternoon drinking. Can't drink all day unless you start in the morning, though, right, Dom? I'm sure he's not listening. Didn't expect we'd be doing a live radio show today, but President Joe Biden in my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. So very excited to go and see Joe Biden today. I've already done so. He's spoken. We will share his speech with you. Working right now, trying to book right up to the moment I started talking. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, Ben Wickler, hoping he can join us in like 10 minutes. So we're stacking him up. We're moving fast around here. You better stick around for the coverage and the Joe Biden speech. I mean, the whole world's watching Joe Biden today. Not just because of his speech in Madison, but also because of his interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC News a little bit later this afternoon. Now, they're recording it, my understanding, they're recording it in Madison. I have not independently verified that. They didn't invite me to shotgun, but I believe they're recording that before the president leaves town. So I am eagerly looking forward to watching ABC News tonight. And you should be eagerly anticipating the speech of Joe Biden in Madison today. And for those looking for a sign, the debate performance, less than inspiring, let's say. I like to use this saying. It was like seeing your grandma naked. You can't unsee it. You know what I'm saying, Rich. You can't unsee it. You can't unsee grandma naked. You could not unsee Joe Biden's debate performance. But, he could put some other memories, you know, sort of tamp down that prior memory, if you know what I'm saying. Hate to give you the grandma naked visual, but you know who you are. But today, hopefully, a step in the right direction. Because, you know, it's not a real clear what would happen if it was not Joe Biden. And I know I've advocated for that. I was one that was awestruck at the debate performance. And if you've been listening to the show, you know that. So, and perfect, we've got Ben Wickler joining us about 10 minutes from now. So the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, he was definitely fired up for Joe Biden today. Mark Pocan fired up for Joe Biden today. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, and he was the only Democratic governor in the nation that hadn't clearly put himself in the column, is having, you know, communicated with Joe Biden, wanting to know, what's this guy going to do? Well, apparently Tony didn't care because Tony was going to endorse the man anyways. He was coming to speak for, bro hug with Joe Biden. And I got to tell you, if you want to see an awkward moment, and this is a moment that only happens in politics, Joe Biden hugging it out with Tony Evers. I'm not sure if they're normally affectionate men, but, you know, combined, there was just some elbows and stuff that got in the way there, but They worked it out. They worked it out. So anyways, it was good to see the Democratic governor of the state of Wisconsin, at least from the Biden campaign's point of view. Good to see him there. Good to see Mark Pocan there. A question. Where was Tammy Baldwin, senator from the great state of Wisconsin? And an answer, the Baldwin campaign had been quick to point out they had a Tammy tour plan. I'm not sure if that's exactly what they called it, the Tammy tour. But Tammy had stops all around the state of Wisconsin. This a predestined campaign weekend, you know, 4th of July. She's doing a lot of parades and such. I know she is going as far as Ashland, Wisconsin. I know she was going to far-flung parts of the state. So Tammy was only there in spirit. And there was, you know, some spirited support for her amongst the audience there. And Joe Biden did not crap the bed, as we like to say here. You know, there is a standard of performance that usually includes crapping the bed. And if you never drop below that standard, you know, they never try to push you aside from the Democratic Party ticket. And I have mentioned the debate performance did not meet that standard, perhaps. But again, fine guests coming soon, and hopefully a flexible guest coming later, because I had anticipated being joined by Civic Media's own Terry Bell. He was at the Joe Biden event, and so was Ben Wickler, described by the President of the United States as the best Democratic Party chairman in the nation. And I think a lot of people agree with that sentiment. Now, folks tuning in, and Joe Biden is, again, in Madison. We're going to play the speech in about 15 minutes after we interview the Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler. But storm clouds circling even as Joe Biden was speaking. Leanne Caldwell and Liz Goodwin at the Washington Post. Senator Mark Warner works to gather Senate Democrats to ask Biden to exit race. This hit my phone about the time Joe Biden was wrapping up on stage in Madison. Senator Mark Warner, Democrat from Virginia, is attempting to assemble a group of Democratic senators to ask President Biden to exit the presidential race, according to two people with direct knowledge of the effort. And I'm going to tell you, that was not the sentiment that Joe showed from the stage today. But Warner is telling Democratic senators that Biden can no longer remain in the election in the wake of his faltering debate performance, according to people familiar with private conversations who spoke on the condition of anonymity to speak freely. Now, Warner has told others that he is deeply concerned that Biden is not able to run the campaign that could beat former President Donald Trump. Warner spokeswoman Rachel Cohen would neither confirm nor deny that the senator thinks Biden needs to drop out of the race, instead issuing a statement that read, "Like many other people in Washington and across the country, Senator Warner believes these are critical days for the president's campaign, and he has made that clear to the White House." Now, it's being reported, again, at the Washington Post, a number of tactics are being discussed as senators with growing concerns are weighing the best way to relay their worries to the president. Among the options under consideration is a meeting at the White House between senators and Biden. Even if some senators do not want Biden to drop out, advocates for the meeting argue they could use that forum to air candid concerns in person, though no Senate Though no sitting Democratic senator has publicly called for Biden to step aside, they've privately shared mounting concerns with each other over the past week as they fight an already uphill battle to maintain the Senate majority. And as chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Warner is viewed as a serious voice, privately advocating for the president to step aside. He represents a state that Democrats must win in November to maintain their hold on the White House. And there's a growing consensus among Senate Democrats that the situation with Biden at the top of the ticket is untenable. And senators are trying to determine the best way to relay the message to an insulated president. Some senators don't believe Biden has people around him who are giving him an accurate picture of the fallout, according to one Democratic senator. and a senior Democratic aide. Still, many senators are in a wait-and-see mode. Many want to see how Biden performs in his interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos on Friday evening and at his Wisconsin rally before committing to taking such a drastic step. Now, again, I can give you some insight, folks. I just came from the president, Joe Biden, in my hometown, Madison. The speech was vigorous. If anything, Joe came off as sort of a mischievous grandfather type. And what I mean by that, Joe told a few funny one-liners. And then he just kind of waited. He just kind of grinned and waited for it to ripple the humorous effect across the crowd. So, Joe performed well, especially by the don't ever crap the bed standard. Joe did not do that. He far exceeded that standard here in Madison today. And we will play the speech. You can be your own judge. But soon to join the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, a little bit more of the coverage here. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer has told senators to try to wait to make any moves until there is more polling data about Biden and Democrats' standing, according to two people familiar with the conversations. Now, polling data is likely to be unlikely to be reliable until later this month because of the 4th of July holiday and the bump Republicans are expected to receive from their national convention, some Democrats have argued. Now, Warner has not commented publicly on Biden's debate performance, even as many of his colleagues posted initial messages of support while privately fretting about the fallout. Here's a quote from Senator Tim Kaine. He was Hillary's VP pick. The bottom line is Joe Biden is our president. He's a patriotic American. He's done a good job. He's put others first, not himself. He had one race that was an existential race in 2020, and he had to win it. He's racked up a good record as president. Yes. And an elder statesman. And a mischievous grandpa earlier today in Madison. I think he was. I got that impression. I thought Joe was pretty smirky and funny. I less than 100 feet from the president today. I could see his facial expressions. I am going to post some of my exerted videos because I could take it. It was pretty close. President Joe Biden did not crap the bed today. Those of you hoping he would somehow perform poorly in the Madison rally, no, not at all. We'll see how he does with Stephanopoulos. And come back. We've got Ben Wickler, Democratic Party Wisconsin chair. He was fired up today.
I feel good.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, a very special edition, July 5th. Joe Biden in my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. We got a fine guest. He was firing up the crowd in Madison. He is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, our friend Ben Wickler. Ben, thanks for making a little time. I know it's a busy day.
It is a damn day, but very glad to be with you here and with all your listeners who care about whether we collapse into fascism or actually build a future for freedom and democracy in this great land.
Ben, lots of people watching President Joe Biden's performance today. The guy's obviously under a lot of scrutiny. How do you think he performed on the stage?
I thought Biden knocked it out of the park. And the fundamental thing in this election is, for those of us who live, sleep, eat, and breathe Democratic politics, who are watching, you know, cable news and listening to the Devil's Advocates, for us, it's not news that Trump is trying to build a dictatorship in this country, that he wants a national abortion ban. But who are likely to tip the election one way or the other, this actually is not something that has sunk in yet. We know that because when voters actually do realize what Trump is threatening, they move towards Joe Biden. And so Joe Biden laying out the case, not only for himself and what he's done and what he will do, but also against Donald Trump in such a powerful way today. It's exactly what we needed. It helps refocus people on the fundamental choice and the urgency of doing the work.
Well, and I also thought the president had an opportunity to maybe show his mischievous side. He told a couple of zingers, a couple of one-liners, and then you just grin and kind of let the Twitter, the laughs break out across the crowd. I thought Joe was witty today, Ben.
He was. You could see his big grin when he said, you know, when I was younger, I'm 40 now, but when I was younger back then. It was a funny moment. And then he went, you know, directly into the age question, which is the thing people keep talking about. What he said was, look, do you think I'm too old to sign Roe versus Wade into law? And everyone was like, no. He was like, do you think I'm too old to, you know, support unions and create 15 million jobs? It was like, no. Like, it's completely clear that this is someone who not only can do the job, he's doing the job right now. And he's going to be able to carry the reelected. By tackling the thing that has been so much in the news, I thought it helped really reorient people towards what would Joe Biden do in his second term versus what would Donald Trump do if he got power in his second term. And that is a really, really easy set of visions to choose between.
Ben Wickler, Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. We had President Joe Biden in Madison today. Ben gave a hell of a speech. You were a firecracker today. Ben, the crowd seemingly wanted to show enthusiasm for Joe. There was no doubt they were fired up for Joe Biden today. I was listening to Fox News on the radio in the drive back rapidly to the studio, and Fox News was playing out, you know, 4 more years, the rally from Madison. The crowd seemingly wanted to rise to the occasion as well, Ben. And this had to be something of a hastily thrown together rally. I just heard about it like 2 days ago.
This came together in a very rapid fashion, and we had an overflow crowd. I mean, not only did we have an overflow room, that room got full, and then there were people who wanted to be there who weren't able to be there either. I think we could have filled a room 3 times as big, and this is on a holiday weekend. There were probably many more times than that. There were so many people who had so much energy, and people, you know, afterwards were just buzzing and saying they were ready to, you know, walk through walls to reelect Joe Biden. They get that this is existential for our country. What Trump is threatening, and, you know, Joe Biden is a brick wall that people try to overturn democracy have to get through. We got to reelect this guy. We got to defeat Trump.
Ben, the president doing a interview with George Stephanopoulos with ABC News. I believe he doing so before he exited Madison this afternoon. How important do you think that speech is? I mean, it would be great if this speech wasn't dropping on the 4th of July weekend. I wish more of the nation was paying attention. I'd love it to be a greater focal point. But how important is the speech to the Biden campaign? Interview to the Biden campaign right now.
The interview is important. The speech is important. Everything he does is important because everything he does is under a microphone right now, because there's, you know, all these people that are still replaying loops in their mind about the debate last week, which, as Biden said, you know, not a great debate, not as fine as moment. But it means that every time he goes in public and talks, it's a chance to reset the conversation, or reset the narrative, and focus people on the genuine stakes and the choice that they have before them. So I'm thrilled that he came to Wisconsin, that he was here in Madison, that he did this event today, that he's doing this interview today, and he's staying on the trail. He's going to Pennsylvania next. He's going to New Hampshire. He's going to be crisscrossing the country. That's exactly the right move. And then I'll just add one thing. He's going to be at a NATO summit, and Donald Trump wants to pull us out of NATO. He wants to collapse the most critical alliance that has helped to prevent an outbreak of something like World War I and World War II. So it could not be more critical that we have a president who actually believes in NATO. And I think the fact that he's going to be there is going to remind people why we elected this guy in 2020 and why we got to do it again now.
Ben, all of the speakers from the stage basically said the presidential race, democracy goes through Wisconsin. And if we don't hold the line, sir, you know, it is a scary proposition for the entire country. The Democratic Party, my understanding from perhaps your speech, Ben, out there door knocking this holiday weekend, out there getting to, 100,000 combined voters. Ben, how important is it for the party to win the ground games on weekends like this?
We out-organize Republicans, and that's why we win elections. I mean, we out-communicate them. Our campaigns have ads everywhere. But fundamentally, if you care about whether we stay as a democracy in the United States of America, and you're listening right now, that means you're in a place where if you go knock on doors, talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends, go to withdems.org/volunteer and sign up to get involved, then you can make a difference to the future of American democracy. Do not waste that power. Use it.
Ben Wickler, thank you, sir, for making a little time for us here on the Devil's Advocates today. The rest of you, stick around. We've got President Joe Biden's speech right here in Madison. Ben, what's the rest of the weekend look like for the Dem Party?
We got events hither and yon. And you know, Tammy Baldwin's barnstorming in Green Bay and Marinette. We got a lot cooking, and everyone's welcome.
Everyone's welcome. You walk any parades this week, Ben?
I was at my local parade in Wingrove Park here in Madison, and it was lovely.
lots of
4th of July temporary tattoos and finger painting going on.
Excellent. Ben Wickler, Democratic Party Wisconsin Chair. Thank you, sir. Excellent job introducing Joe Biden to the stage. Hell of a speech you gave, Ben.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
More Devil's Advocates. Joe Biden's speech, you'll hear it for your own self. From his lips to your ears, next.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates. Well, I
walk back down. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a special July 5th edition. Normally, we air the grievances on Friday, but I got no problem with the fact that President Joe Biden sort of threw an M80 into my 4th of July plans. Well, very little problem. I came back from the lake because my president is in my hometown. And it was 1 week ago today. I was trash talking the man a bit. And some of you noticed. And some of you continue to pepper me on the text line and personal emails and no stones thrown at the house so far, near as I know, but I don't live in a glass house. I think I'll be okay. But today, Joe Biden was in Madison, Wisconsin, and I wanted to take every opportunity. I could not trash talk our president and then not give him every opportunity to demonstrate his vigor and his defiance. And those are the sort of words describing his speech by major media outlets at this hour. So if you weren't able to, you know, sneak away from the lake, if you're listening to us by the campfire or whatever the case may be, well, here he is, the president of the United States in my hometown, Madison. Here's this speech, vigorous Joe Biden.
Let's go, Joe! Let's go, Joe! Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, Wisconsin, Wisconsin, Wisconsin. And I gotta thank somebody. Gaylord Nelson, I'm back. He first introduced me to Wisconsin a long time ago when I was a kid. I'm only 40 now, but I was a kid back then. Sabrina, thank you for the introduction and for the volunteering for our campaign. And a special thanks to one of the best governors I've ever worked with in my life, Tony Abbott. You've got a former governor, Jim Doyle, Madison Road, mayor of this city. And look, we got a guy who has a tough time winning an election. He only gets 70% of the vote, Congressman Mark Pocan. There's so many local leaders here today, including the chair of Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler. Ben, hello. Oh, Ben. Folks, did you have a good 4th of July? By the way, if you wonder whether Trump has it all together, did you ever hear how he explained the 4th of July when he was president? No, I'm serious. This is true. His explanation how America won the Revolutionary War? I'm not making this up. He said in his 4th of July speech 5 years ago, he said, George Washington's army won the revolution by taking control of the airports from the British. But talk about me misspeaking. airports on the British in 1776. It's true, he is a stable genius, this man. My friends, I'm in Wisconsin for one reason, because we're going to win Wisconsin again. We're going to win it. Let me tell you how we're going to do it. You know the reason. We're going to do it because of you all in this room to start with. Well, we're going to stand up for women in America. Yeah. We're going to restore Roe v. Wade, yeah. The law of the land. We're going to stand up for the right to vote again. Yeah. We're going to fight for Medicare and Social Security and child care, elder care, paid leave, all which grows economies. We're going to keep lowering the cost of prescription drugs and expanding health care for everyone. Not yet. Look, we're going to protect our children from getting weapons of war off our streets. That's what we're going to do. The idea that more children die from gunshot wounds in America is so wrong. It's sick. It really is sick. We're going to keep confronting climate change. The most important, we're going to save our democracy. You probably heard we had a little debate last week. Can't say it was my best performance.
We love it, Joe.
But ever since then, there's been a lot of speculation. What's Joe going to do? Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? What's he going to do? Well, here's my answer. I am running and going to win again. I'm the sitting president of the United States of America, no small part because of you. Not a joke. In 2020, you came through for me. I'm the nominee of the Democratic Party. I'm the nominee of this party because millions of Democrats like you just voted for me in primaries all across America. You voted for me to be your nominee. No one else. You, the voters did that. And despite that some folks don't seem to care who you voted for, well, guess what? They're trying to push me out of the race. Well, let me say this as clearly as I can. I'm staying in the race. I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020. By the way, we're going to do it again in 2024. Yeah. I learned long ago, when you get knocked down, you get back up. Yeah. And I'm not letting one 90-minute debate wipe out 3.5 years of work. As the governor said, I've led this nation from the depths of pandemic to the strongest economy in the world, and that's literally true. And I and you are not finished yet. Now, you probably also noticed a lot of discussion about my age. I know I look 40. I keep seeing all those stories about I'm being too old. Let me say something. I was too old. I wasn't too old to create over 15 million new jobs. To make sure 21 million Americans are insured under the Affordable Care Act. To beat Big Pharma, the first firm ever to do that, and lower the cost of insulin to $35 per finger. Was I too old to relieve student debt for nearly 5 million Americans and grow the economy? Too old to put the first black woman on the Supreme Court of the United States of America? To sign the Respect for Marriage Act? Well, they're too old to sign the most significant gun safety law in 30 years. Yeah. To pass the biggest climate bill in the history of the world. Not here, the history of the world. Yeah. But then, my critics say, sure, but he did all that. But that was in the past. What about now? Well, how about the 200,000 jobs we announced yesterday? Yeah. So let me ask you, what do you think? You think I'm too old to restore Roe v. Wade to law of the land?
No!
You think I'm too old to ban assault weapons again?
No!
To protect Social Security and Medicare?
No!
To get child care, elder care for working families who need the nation?
No!
To make billionaires finally start to pay something beyond 8.2% of the tax rate? Let me ask you, you think I'm too old to beat Donald Trump? I can hardly wait. Anyway, folks, let's focus on what really matters. We're running against the biggest liar and the biggest threat. No, really, the biggest liar and biggest threat to our democracy in American history. That's not hyperbole. Over 150 presidential historians voted him the worst president in American history. No, the worst. As I've said before, he has the morals of an alley cat. He lies about the economy he created. The truth, he's one of only two American presidents who left office with fewer jobs than when he came into office. You know who the other one was? Herbert Hoover. Fact. That's why I call him Donald Herbert Hoover Trump. He lies about the pandemic he totally botched. The truth is, over a million people went on to die. He told us what? To inject bleach in our arm. It wasn't serious. He lied about how great he was for veterans in his administration. The truth, he called veterans who gave their lives serving America. And I was just in Normandy and on the beaches of Normandy and all through that area. And he said, I have trouble saying this because my son died as a consequence of Iraq. Who gave their lives, he called them, quote, suckers and losers. By the way, I'll be damned. I'm glad I wasn't with him because I'll be damned to let him talk about my son that way.
That's right.
But how do we know he said, how do we know he said this, that I'm not making this up? A four-star Marine general, his own former chief of staff was with him, and he told us that's what he said. But he's not the only former Trump official warning us about how bad Trump is, including the former Secretaries of Defense and even his own vice president. They refused to endorse him. Says a lot about who Trump is, and says a lot about what he isn't. By the way, I couldn't ponder. I guess I shouldn't say it. By the way, I couldn't be prouder to have your support and the support of our great Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Trump is a convicted felon, found guilty, 34 felonies.
Lock him up.
Trying to hide hush money payments to a porn star. Another jury found Trump sexually assaulted a woman in a public place, and he's been fined $90 million for defaming her. $90 million. They've only been bankrupt about 20 times, but I don't know. This so-called great businessman owes over $400 million in fines after being convicted in New York State of business fraud. Already convicted. Fined $400 million. Donald Trump isn't just a convicted criminal. He's a one-man crime wave. But Trump's biggest lie of all is he had nothing to do with the insurrection of January 6th. We all saw with our own eyes. We saw where he sent thousands to attack the Capitol. We saw police being attacked, the Capitol being ransacked, the mob hunting for Nancy Pelosi, gallows set up to hang Mike Pence. Let me ask you something. After what Trump did on January 6th, why would anyone ever let him be near the Oval Office again? Folks, the issue of this election is, what kind of America do we want to be? What kind of America do we want to be? We want to be a country of anger, revenge, and retribution, or a country of hope and optimism and possibilities, as we've always been. I want a country where women have a right to make their own health care decisions. Trump wants an America where abortion is banned and women are punished. I want an America where healthcare is a right, not a privilege. Trump wants to throw tens of millions of people who couldn't get insurance any other way than Obamacare off of Obamacare. I want America, where the very wealthy begin to pay their fair share. Yeah. Trump wants to give the very wealthy an additional. Last time out, when he was president, he gave him a $2 trillion tax cut, creating the largest deficit any president has in one term. Now he's announced he wants another $5 trillion tax cut, after already leaving the largest deficit. But it's hard to make this up.
Folks, you are listening to President Joe Biden. He spoke today in my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. He said he's staying in the race. We'll come back with the completion of that speech and your Friday grievances. It is Friday, July 5th, right? Still doing it. Holiday weekend. Joe Biden style in my hometown. Come back. The rest of Joe's speech, you know you will.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, July 5th. It's a Friday. Joe Biden in my backyard giving a speech. His campaign reports over 1,000 people in the room, or the overflow room. It's getting a little stuffy in there. We have the rest of Joe Biden's speech. It was described as defiant and vigorous, and many other adjectives. Let's play it for the people. Judge for yourself. Here's Joe in Madison.
I want America, where the very wealthy begin to pay their fair share. Yeah! Trump wants to give the very wealthy an additional. Last time out, when he was president, he gave him a $2 trillion tax cut, creating the largest deficit any president has in one term. Now he's announced he wants another $5 trillion tax cut, after already leaving the largest deficit. But it's hard to make this up. I want to protect Social Security and Medicare. He wants to cut Social Security and Medicare so he can cut taxes for the very wealthy. I want to ban assault weapons and require universal background checks. You all heard him promise the NRA. He promised the National Rifle Association, I will do nothing about guns. That's what he said. I will do nothing about guns. And he means it. I want January 6th insurrectionists to serve their full prison terms. Trump wants to pardon them. Folks, you can't be pro-insurrectionist and pro-American at the same time. This is so damn serious. You can't love your country only when you win. Look, you've been standing a long time. Let me close with this. Ultimately, the American presidency is about character. The character of the president who holds the job. Because with the immunities he's talking, the Supreme Court just talked about, it gets down to that. It gets down to that. It's about honesty. It's about the president's decency. Integrity. Do they respect people? Or do they incite violence and hate? Can they honor their oath to the Constitution and uphold their oath of office? Well, I don't think it's an exaggeration. Yes, Trump has failed on every one of these character tests. Everyone. And what's worse, the Supreme Court has just ruled that there are virtually no limits on the power of the presidency. I know it sounds bizarre, but that's what they ruled. A frightening decision. According to the extreme majority of the Supreme Court, the president is now above the law. We just celebrated the 4th of July, saying we will not be ruled by a king. And this Supreme Court he appointed proved this new law. It's in a dangerous precedent, especially if Donald Trump has returned to the presidency. Just think about it. In the second term, this next term, whomever is the president is going to appoint at least two new appointees. A second Trump term where there are no limits. Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor warned us about that in her dissent in that case. Here's what she said. She noted that based on the majority decision, Trump can take out his opponents, I mean physically take them out, take bribes, and lead a coup, and be immune to ever being held accountable for it if he did it while he was president, according to the Supreme Court. I mean, where the hell are we? So he really could become a dictator that he promised to be on day one. For over two centuries, America's been a free, democratic nation. And I'll be damned if the year 2024, just 2 years before our 250th anniversary of as a nation, I'll let Donald Trump take this away. Folks, this is not hyperbole. This race is about our freedom. It's about our democracy. Yes. It's about the very soul of America.
Yes.
Are we prepared to fight for that?
Yes.
I know I am, and I will. And folks, I have never been more optimistic about America's future, because the American people are decent, good, honorable. And just remember who in God's name we are. We're the United States of America. I mean, think about it. Think about it in literal terms. And there's nothing, nothing beyond our capacity when we stand together. So let's stand together, win this election, and exile Donald Trump politically. God bless you all. And may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Folks, that was Joe Biden's speech. Vigorous, defiant. He ain't backing down. And that was the song they played, literally. That wasn't Rich playing the song. That was what they played in the venue. I won't back down. Now, there are all sorts of rumors amongst the media and the rumor mill. And I don't mean to be the rumor mill, but I will share some of the coverage from the Washington Post. Headline, I'm staying in the race. Biden emphatically tells Wisconsin rally goers that crowd loved them some Joe today. President Biden told attendees at a campaign rally in Madison that people are trying to push him out of the presidential race. But he reiterated to the crowd chanting, "Let's go, Joe," that he's staying in the race. The rally, along with an interview with the president, you know, Joe Biden, that will air on ABC News tonight with host George Stephanopoulos. Some writing for the Washington Post, not to be read aloud for broadcast. Not very listener friendly, let's just say. I try to do my best, but you know, sometimes I get the Joe brain. I wasn't expecting to work today. So, you know, other than the fact I had to work. But the president coming to my hometown, that makes a hell of an occasion. How do you think he did? Phone lines, they're open up. The entire hour is for you at 844-967-2789. Once again, that number, 844-96-PARTY. Let's party like it's a holiday happier hour weekend with Joe Biden in my hometown.